Are we good?
Good.
Okay. All right, so I guess with that, it is 6:32, so we'll call to order the Park Impact Fee Committee meeting for Wednesday, August 26th, and we'll start with roll call.
Jace Hellman.
Here.
Robert Cleary.
Here.
Andy Call.
Here.
Okay, for the minutes, this is Jace Hellman. We'll move on to item two on the agenda, business 2A, consideration to approve the Park Impact Fee Committee meeting minutes from May 6th. And this is an action item. Is there any discussion on this? If not, I could stand for a motion.
I read through them, and I will make a motion that we, this is committee member Andy Call. I looked through the minutes, and I make a motion that we approve the minutes from May 6th, 2020.
Okay. Motion is made. Do I have a second?
This is Rob Clear, and I move to second that motion.
This is Jason Helen. Motion has been made and seconded. All in favor, say aye.
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 All opposed? Motion carries. We'll move on to item 2B, which is an update on the park impact fees with Parks Director Bobby Withrow. Bobby?
Good evening, fellas. This is Bobby Withrow, Parks Director for the City of Cuna, 270 South Orchard Street. So since we last met, we've had a pretty good year. For the year, we are just shy of 600 building permits for the year. Which we're actually more than where we were at last year. Surprising. During one of our recent council meetings, our treasurer, Jared Impey, said that we had a couple struggling months right when COVID hit, but we seemed to work through that, and we seem to be on an upward incline right now. So we're doing pretty good. Since our last meeting, we've had right around 250 additional permits. So we're looking pretty good this year. Are there any questions?
I have nothing.
And Bobby, I got a question. This is Jace Hellman. For the year, is that January to December, or is that like the city's fiscal year?
That is January to December.
Okay. 600 already, wow.
So, yeah.
Okay. All right. Do we have any other questions for Bobby or any other discussion or concern with that report?
No.
Nope.
No.
Hearing none, I guess we'll move on to item 2C, which is a consideration to approve the Park Impact Capital Improvement Plan. Bobby, do you have anything to discuss about that?
So I would like to just kind of go through it, and then if you guys have questions, then we can, you can ask anytime you want. For the record, Bobby Withrow, Parks Director. As you can see, we have we have nothing in for 2020, but we do have some stuff in for 2021. We have a truck and a trailer. Budgeted for use of park impact fees. That is one of the things we can use the park impact fees on. And then we also have $500,000 for the Helen Zamzos to start this year. And then the number for 2020 will probably change. I just put a placeholder in there for right now of $750,000 for 2020. But we're hoping to get started on that project this coming 2021 year. And then under new parks, you'll see that we have $1.1 million proposed to spend. That is projects we have talked about. One of them is the Patagonia Park. And what that will entail is the city putting in the parking lot and the playground fixtures, and some concrete and bathrooms. And the developer is proposing to donate the land and the large grass area as their charitable donation. So that's pretty good. Another one that we've talked about in executive session, we haven't signed any papers yet, so I can't really discuss it openly. But it is a good one that we have talked about many times. It will help with our float access for floaters and hopefully keep people off of private property as much as we can in the future. So with that, if you guys have any questions, please feel free to ask.
Bobby, this is committee member Andy Cole. The Patagonia, refresh my memory, where was that located or going to be planned on?
For the record, Bobby Withrow, park director. That is Patagonia subdivision. It is off, just off of Highway 69 and Hubbard. Yeah, Hubbard.
Okay. Yeah. That's right. Okay. Sorry.
It's been a while. Yeah. So it's approximately 9 acres in size, and after the parking lot and the playground and stuff, we're going to have about 7.3 acres of green open space and pathways. So,
okay, yeah, that's right. Okay, thank you.
Jace Hellman. Bobby, with that Patagonia Park, were they putting in the Mason Creek alignment road there, or is that on us to do? I don't remember what the plan was for that.
For the record, Bobby Withrow, park director, it's actually extended to the edge of our property at this time. So the developer went through and put that in.
Okay.
So we didn't have to put that in.
Okay. And I just had a couple more questions with like the Crimson Point, Discovery Creek, Meadowview Greenups. What does those entail? As well as there's a couple just random names like Nicholson. Can you kind of go through some of those?
For the record, Bobby Withrow. So the Crimson Point, as many of you know, we do own 20 acres over in Crimson Point. It's actually on the west side of Indian Creek. The only access we have to it right now is a pedestrian walking bridge. We've been trying to work with Union Pacific and some adjoining landowners to gain access to it so we can go through and develop it. But we're running into roadblocks. That's something I'm continually trying to work on so we can do something over there. We've had it since Crimson Point started. It's just been a really bad location. The Discovery Creek green up, that is actually the same thing. Over by our Nicholson Park and Wall 5 area, we own about 6 acres on the other side of the creek that we don't have access to at this time. I am going to be working on getting a kind of a generic bridge design so we can at least get pedestrian walkways so we can kind of link all that stuff together. The Meadowview Green Up, that's just the 20 acres we have over on Meadowview. What we want to do with that land has been tossed up, so we really haven't started planning anything there yet. With the Ashton Estates subdivision coming closer to Meadowview Road, we will have water and sewer and PI available within the next year or two. So that's something we're going to be looking at pretty hard. The large area mower, that's kind of self-explanatory. I'll jump down to where it has the behind Young's property, 1,800 feet.
More so where I'm interested, just what the individual owner property places are, like behind Young's and Nicholson. I think the rest are pretty self-explanatory, unless anyone else wants to know more.
So behind Young's property, that is that subdivision that's going in where that trunk line was just dug. I don't remember the name of the subdivision. It's been changed a couple times. So I just have that as a generic landmark. But that is to help with the pathway along Indian Creek to extend along
Rising Creek. Sun.
Towards White Rising Sun, yes, yes.
Okay.
And then the behind Indian Creek School, we've already done that one. I haven't taken that one off yet. Well, five, we've talked about doing a pathway kind of around the perimeter as like a walking path, have a more natural park over there. So that one's been in the discussion. We will try to get grant funds for all of these. So the amounts I have there for matching. And the same thing around Nicholson Park is just kind of a pathway so people can walk around to the best of our ability.
Gotcha. All right. That's, I think all I had, everything looks pretty good to me. Does anyone else have any comments or questions, concerns? I'm looking at it.
I have nothing.
Rob, you got anything?
This is Rob Clear. The restroom for $150,000, is that an existing restroom we're fixing up, or is that a new restroom somewhere?
That is a new restroom. That's kind of what we're anticipating the cost to be with a block and mortar type of building. That will be at one of our existing park sites. But we're not, we actually have a sinking fund in our general fund for that for right now. And I think we are just above 150. So we're going to start putting something together so we can get out to bid and get one built. To kind of add to that, I did add what I was asking for from the general fund this year. That way you guys can kind of see where we're headed as far as the general fund is concerned.
Have any other questions? This is Rob Clear.
Okay. This is Jace Hellman. If we don't have any more questions, we could stand for a motion. This would be a motion to this would be to approve the Park Impact Capital Improvement Plan, correct, Bobby, or are we recommending approval to council?
Recommending approval to council.
Okay. So that if not, we could send for a motion to recommend approval of the Park Impact Capital Improvement Plan. Or if we have more discussion, we can keep on going with it.
This is committee member Andy Call for the record, and I will make a motion that we send this to City Council for approval for the Park Impact Capital Improvement Plan budget.
Okay, we have a motion to recommend approval. Is there a second?
Committee member Rob Clear, and I second that motion.
Okay, motion has been made and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Next, we'll move on to business item 2D, which is an update on Helen Zamzow Park, again with our Parks Director, Bobby Withrow.
For the record, Bobby Withrow, Parks Director. So we are actually making some progress on this. Since COVID hit, we hit a snag with public involvement, trying to figure out how to, engage the public with this one, especially the neighbors, the surrounding neighbors. So we've come up with a survey that we sent out, and we're getting feedback. A lot of it is it's good information. There are some negative comments. We kind of did expect that. So we're going to work through that. I'm hoping to have a really nice laid out concept plan for you guys within the next month and a half. so we can look at it and make sure we got or we're putting in what we wanted. But it's looking really good. So, I'm stand for questions.
Okay. Do we have any questions for Bobby? Hearing none, I guess we can move on. I guess we'll kind of add, is there anything else we want to talk about or discuss quick while we're here? Bobby, do you have something?
For the record, Bobby Withrow, Parks Director. We will be looking for a new Park Impact Fee Committee member. We have been unsuccessfully been able to reach Chris Perdue. So we're going to find a replacement for him. So that will be going up here and hopefully in the next week or so. So if anybody's interested, they can go ahead and submit an application, and then we'll consider it and then bring it in front of council to get somebody appointed.
Okay. Perfect. Any questions or comments on that? This is Jace Hellman, by the way.
Nope.
Hearing none, I guess we can move on to item 3, which is adjournment. So if there is a motion to adjourn, we can take that now.
New member Rob Clear and I motion to adjourn.
Okay. Do we have a second?
This is committee member Andy Call, and I second that motion.
Okay, motion's made and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right. Motion carries. We adjourn.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Bobby.
Thanks to you.
Have a good night.
Bye.
Bye.